This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch. This segment of the Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now join us, the head coach for the Pirates, Coach Pender. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good, Kip. You having a good day?
I am having a good day. Dodging hurricanes in my line of work, so we'll see how that goes for the next week or so.
You might have to disappear and go somewhere.
I may have to do that. Coach, we came up short against Coffee last week, 38-21. Saw a lot of good things. Saw a lot of things that we can coach up and get better at. So your general thoughts about the Coffee game?
Yeah, matter of fact, if you just didn't say all that, that's exactly what I was going to say. I believe we saw some good things and some things we can coach up and get better on. But, yeah, we did some good things. The kids had a lot of fight in them, and you could tell that we are going to get better as a football team. The little things that we messed up on, like missed tackles, little miscommunications here and there, that stuff that's easy to fix. We're going to get it fixed, you'll see improvements on the defense side of the ball. I think you're going to see tremendous improvements this week. And then you have the offensive side of the ball, just a couple missed assignments, a couple missed throws, miscommunication on reads and on route running. But again, we focus hard this week on that as well. And we had, so far we've been having a lot better week.
Coach, Anthony Mountain, no live contact since last fall, the Bradwell game, the last game of last season. Your assessment of his play, I mean, he got cleared, just a week ago, first, full contact this past Friday night. How'd he look?
Well, I'm always going to be critical on,
especially the
quarterbacks, yeah. But, in general, trying not to be as critical as normal. You have to take in consideration that was his first live contact that he had. And, he did fairly well. I mean, in this offense, you want your percentage, your completion percentage to be higher than his was this past time. And when you throw the ball 41 times, you want to have at least 30 of them completed. That's my assumption anyway. But, we're around the 50% mark, a little over 50%, and we have to improve on that. Now, that's not all Anthony Mountain's fault. A lot of that was some poor miscommunication on route running, but we did have a couple misreads that could have been touchdowns. And he was under duress for the first time this year, and I think that's where as the season goes on, you're going to see Anthony get better and better as he gets more comfortable.
Coach, Coffee's a physical team. Did you hold your breath every time they hit Mountain back there when he's rolling out and stuff to throw the football?
As hungry as that kid is to play, I wasn't worried about it. I knew they were going to be physical, but I wasn't holding my breath when he got hit. I knew that kid was going to get back up. I don't think you're going to keep him out of the game this year. I think he's hungry. He had the game taken away from him for a little bit, and he wants to play and he wants to be good. And I just don't see him. I just don't see him coming out unless it's something that's major, major, major.
Coach, you threw the ball 41 times against Coffee. Is that too many in your offense? I know you like the balance. You like to be more balanced, but, we had a little over, I think you said 70 plays on the night. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you want to be more balanced. But going into the game plan, we knew we were going to have – or we thought, Kip, we thought we were going to have to throw the ball a lot more because how good their defensive line is. But we did run the ball extremely well against them. But again, to our surprise, Jacoby Hill has been banged up and he hasn't been moving well. And he had a good night, even running with a little bit of a gimp. you know, hindsight 2020, I might have gone back and probably run the ball just a little bit more against them because the running game was working so well. The offensive line did a phenomenal job in the blocking in the run game. But against a team like Coffey, we knew we had to spread them out in order to run the ball well. I think if we were to just try to ground and pound them, they would have closed that down. And so, you know, looking back, yeah, I would like to be more 50-50 than we were.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we've got two good, really good sophomore running backs, Jacoby Hill and Reese Simmons. Talk a little bit about those guys. I mean, Hill was the player of the week this week, the Farm Bureau player of the week. I know he had close to 150 yards rushing and had a nice reception that kept a drive alive, maybe scored a touchdown, a couple of touchdowns in the ball game. I mean, this kid's going to be really good.
Yeah, he had to. He is. He's a special kid. We saw that as a freshman last year that he had the potential to be really good. And, you know, I'm very pleased with his performance on Friday night. I hope he can duplicate that over and over and over. And then Reese Simmons is another kid that he was a JV kid for us last year. He runs extremely physical. He's a hard-nosed kid, and he's learning. Every week, I feel he gets better and better, and that's a great 1-2 punch. And really, there's going to be another added dimension into that as he gets more playing time at the JV level. We have another kid, you know, we call him Little Pat Leggett. He's electrifying with the ball in his hand, and he's just got to gain a little bit more confidence. But then you'll have that guy, and then you'll also have Leon Charlton, who's another physical bruiser, real similar to the way Ree runs. And, you know, Leon's a JV guy right now. But, again, once he learns the offense, I think he might be able to contribute down the road on a Friday night as well. So they call themselves the Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack. Those four guys, they and they have each other's back. You know, it's a good thing. You want your team to be tight-knit, and you want your position group to be even tighter-knit. And that's they exemplify what you're wanting out of a group of young men.
Coach, that zone replay, you put in that special package, like you said, with Leggett last week. He ran it a couple of times, and it was successful against Coffey. You know, I watched Miami use DJ Dallas in it Saturday night. What kind of problems does that pose for a defense, especially when you got somebody back there that's doing the read that can run the football?
Well, anytime you have a dual-threat quarterback in general, it's going to pose a problem on a defense because they don't know what to cover. But when you're in a situation where you do have a running back style guy in that position who's used to doing it, you got to really prepare for 11 men that are there for to make this run work and make it happen. And a lot of times when you have a quarterback in play, you're only preparing for 10. And that one little extra man does make a difference in it. And it's just another dynamic that makes defenses have to prepare for. And if you have someone electrifying with the ball in their hand, it could definitely cause problems for a defense.
I know you're a Miami Hurricane fan, Coach, and if the Canes would have run that zone read a little more, they might have come out of that game with a victory.
I know. Saturday. We were cheering so hard for DJ. Every time we got the ball, matter of fact, we were watching it, you know, just at a sports bar type place, and everybody was cheering Brunswick when DJ Dallas talking about the local boy running the football. And I never seen so many Miami Hurricane fans in the state of Georgia. I think it's because they're playing Florida, and of course,
Florida's not too popular.
And of course, DJ being on that team. I also believe Glen Academy has another kid on that team as well. I think it was an offensive or defensive lineman.
Yeah, Alante Hillary. Yeah, on that team. Coach, before we go to break, talk a little bit about your offensive line. I did not see that kind of performance. Maybe I got to have more faith. Maybe you can coach me up on that. I didn't see that kind of physical performance coming from our offensive line. They controlled the front last week. We had 250 yards rushing against a good football team.
In a way, it's surprising. In a way, it's not. I mean, it was surprising because it happened against Coffey County. But we do know this offensive line has the potential. You know, they're very well coached under Coach Grady, and they work extremely hard on their technique and their form. And you know, several of those guys have experience playing now. You know, with Cook being a 2-year starter now, and Xavier Ramsey being a 3-year starter, and then you had, you know, Kenia Charlton, who's a 6'5", 340-pound sophomore. You know, those guys there, They're pretty tough to handle when they're on. They're on.
When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about the receivers, then we'll go to the defensive side of football. More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach Marlon Carmina had a good game last Friday night. Your receivers, you know, there was some passes, you know, a couple of they dropped, but overall there was some that were overthrown. But, you know, you got an experienced group now, and, you know, they can be difference makers in a football game.
Yeah, they definitely can. You have, you know, we rotated six out there, another six seniors that rotated and played a lot. Three of them are juniors and three of them are seniors. And when you have that type of experience out there, you expect them to do good things. They were led last week by Marlon Carmina. We call him Patman. He had like six or seven catches for 70-something yards, two big catches that definitely helped out with the scoring drives. And then the other guys stepped in. Che Foy was a little out of sync because it was his first game back, just like Anthony Mountains. He got hurt at the beginning of the summer, and last week was his first, you know, live contact himself, and he's trying to get back into rhythm. Unfortunately, we lost Kyle. He made a big catch, and we lost Kyle for a couple weeks with a high ankle sprain. But then you have, you know, a nice 1-2 punch on the other side with Whitfield and Bean, you know, and then Trayvon. Those guys are my three sophomores.
Right.
And I'm sorry, not sophomores, they're juniors now. The three juniors and those guys have the ability to make plays as well. So I know that group's going to come along and gel, and once they gel with our quarterback, this is going to be a dangerous group.
Coach, how do you manage touches? You're a former wide receiver. I mean, how do you – you still hold the record at Valdosta State for catches in a season with 111. That's a Gulf South Conference record, by the way. You want the ball every time the quarterback throws it. As a receiver, you want the ball. So how do you manage touches between talented wide receivers?
Getting them to understand that the game and the team is more important than their individual stats. And remember how we talked about the running backs with that wolf pack mentality?
Right.
If we can get the receivers to have the same type of mentality as they do, they'll understand that, hey, whether I catch the ball or I get this guy open so, you know, my buddy can catch the ball, it's just the same. They got to have that offensive lineman mentality.
Right.
Now, offensive linemen take pride every time there's a touchdown. They think that they did it. You know, it's the same thing. The receivers got to have the same thing, whether they caught the ball or not. But in dealing with that, you are dealing with the most prima donna group of them all. You are, and keeping them focused on what they need to do and understand their importance. When you have a group of young men who really understand that, you have a special unit. And if they understand that, you do your job, the rewards are going to come straight back to you. And you're going to get yours. You're going to get your touches.
Coach, you know, special teams live for the first time last Friday night. Thought we punted the ball pretty well. You know, no major glitches in special teams. You had to be pleased with that because you were worried about that going into a football game.
I was. You know, we also put one in the end zone, you know, kicking wise. And, I'll tell you one thing, about our kicking situation is when our kicker's on, he's on. And he's capable of making a 50-yard field goal when he's on. He's capable of putting it in the end zone when he's on. But when he's off, he is off.
So you got to work on that consistency.
Right. He'll go from making a 50-yard field goal and turn around and missing extra points, and then he'll go from kicking the ball in the end zone to not even getting it to the 20-yard line. And that consistency factor we have to get. So that's why I worry. And then the other thing, you always worry about coverage,
right?
Especially in the beginning of the year. In the beginning of the year, you see the most returns that people like kick returns or punt returns, you see happen in the beginning of the year because of poor coverage.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, switching over to the defense, I guess the question is, I mean, we look like a mass unit. We had too many guys in street clothes last Friday night nursing various injuries, but the guys that you did put out there, they played really, really hard. We gave up some points, gave up some yards, but so did Coffey. They gave up a lot of yards to us. So
they just finished drives or we didn't.
You got to be pleased with the effort and the work that these guys continue to put in on the defensive side of the ball.
I really am, and as a community and fans of Brunswick High, you're going to see the difference. You just got to just stick with us and trust the process. We've had, last year's defense, four guys that were our leading tacklers. All four of those guys, when you look through the ones that made the plays time in and time out, all four of them been out. All of them are returning.
Yeah.
So they're all a year more experienced. They're all a year stronger from the weight room. But all four of them have been out. And, we got two of them back. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a big difference. I believe you're going to see that Friday night. And then, as we – hopefully we don't lose any more.
Yeah.
But as we get to be a fully healthy unit, you're going to see a much improved defense from a year ago.
Yeah, A.J. Wilson made sure – he told me on Facebook yesterday, Coach, that he was playing this Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
He's excited about it. And we're watching Bartram Trail film in Coach Pender's office, and these guys, well, I thought they would be a little down, but apparently they're not. Wow.
Yeah, we definitely got our hands full this Friday night, but iron sharpens iron, Kip, and we're playing. We opened up the season playing two very, very good football teams, and both these teams that we played, Coffey has been on the championship level. Bartram Trail, played for the 7A state championships just 2 years ago, and they look like they have a team has a chance to go right back to the Florida State championship. This year, playing those caliber teams, it forces you to have to play up to that level, because if you don't play up, you're going to get embarrassed, and we do not want to get embarrassed in our own backyard. So our kids are locked in; they are focused. We're going to give 100% effort, and who knows how the game plays. That's why you play it on Friday night. You can't just look at, dang, these guys look really good on film and lay down. No, we got to fight, and they're going to get the fight out of the Pirates.
But they really do look good on film, Coach. We're sitting here watching them. We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at the Pirate Fieldhouse. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, some kids that, you know, I thought played well last week on defensive side of the ball for you. One was Ryan Buckley, and the other was Freddie Towns. I thought they played well. Freddie made some good open field tackles. And yeah. Buckley, you know, he's kind of one of these unsung guys on your defense. You know, he doesn't really, you don't really call his name a lot, but he's just about on every play.
He really was. And, yeah. and you talking about we really needed him to step up, and, yeah. and he did. He stepped up. He made all the right checks. He did everything he was supposed to do, and he had double digits tackling. He was our defensive player of the game. Really an outstanding game from him, and we really needed that out of him. And if we can continue to get that caliber type of work, which I believe we will out of him when we get healthy, our linebacking core is going to be a lot better when we get several of these guys back. And I can't say enough about how Freddie played. I mean, Freddie did a great job at corner, talking about locking people down, you know, and doing a lot of pass breakups. And then where he was most improved on from a year ago is how physical he was coming up and making tackles. A year ago, we didn't see that. And now he's turning into a complete corner. And some college is going to be very lucky to get him.
Yeah, Freddie's he's one of those long guys. Mike McGee at the other corner. I mean, he's, you know, he got some valuable game experience, and those long, lanky guys back there in the secondary, you know, they can cause problems for opposing receivers.
Oh, yeah, Mike McGee's fast, too, and yeah. and even though he's long and skinny, but he has some grit to him, and he's, you know, he definitely has made our back end better, and you got to remember, we got a little midget Trevion. He does a great job, too. I love that kid to death. He's he works real hard. He fights real hard. And, you know, he gave up the big touchdown. But, you know, again, he's in on a lot of plays. And the other kid that stepped up that, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of surprised. I thought he'd be more of a JV player this year. But Devontae Gadsden's. Yeah. Devontae Gadsden's had to come in at free safety after, you know, we lost Demetrius Hardy in that unfortunate incident on the 50-yard line, and when he got ejected out of the game, you know, Gaston's really had to step up, and we were very pleased with the way he played. And now he's going to have his hands full this week with these receivers, but you know, hopefully again we got, you know, AJ back and we got Devin back, so we got a little bit more help on the defensive side of the ball, and so Gaston's will, you know, he'll be able to step up and do well.
But the thing that you were, you know, concerned about going into the season was your linebacker unit and the D-line. I mean, that front seven. You know, we got some size on the defensive line now. I don't, you know, it didn't look like they played too bad last week against Coffee. Linebackers, you were just ravaged by injuries, and we're going to get a little help this week. Talk a little bit about how that those units are progressing.
One thing I got to say and give hats up to Coach Butts is our defensive line coach. He has worked extremely hard trying to get this defensive group right, and I'm talking about the defensive linemen. And we got some help down there with them, and you see Michael Gibson's another coach we have that helps working with the young guys, and giving those young guys extra attention has really helped them, and they're working hard with their technique. The thing that I'm noticing that I really, really like with our unit, even though we're undersized and we still get pushed around a little bit, is they have fight.
Yeah.
They keep fighting until the end of the whistle. They'll try to fight off the blocks. They'll hustle. They'll chase down plays. And when you have that type of grit to you and have that animosity where you're not going to give up. As you get older, as you get experiences, as you keep mastering your technique, that motor that don't stop is going to cause a lot of problems down the road. So I'm excited about that group. They're just young right now, and they got to get that game experience. Linebacker-wise, I was concerned because of how banged up we are.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned when we're healthy because – all of those kids played last year. Every last one of them. We got four of them, right. And they all played. Crump and Butler are still out. But yeah. When you got Crump, Butler, AJ Wilson, and Buckley in there, now you got four linebackers that have a lot of experience, a lot of game time, and all can play extremely well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're sitting here watching Bartram Trail, and they look pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. They run these RPOs, and explain what an RPO is to our listeners out there.
Run, pass, option. The quarterback, just real similar to the triple option. As far as his read progression, like in the triple option, where a lot of people are familiar with, a lot of times it's read the three technique on the dive, read the DN on the pinch, or read the linebacker on the pitch and the DN on the dive. It just depends on what the scheme is, that they're running like inside via or outside via or midline. It's a dual read in that concept. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with an RPO. On an RPO, depending on whether you're reading the DN or the linebacker on the give, you know, and then if you pull it, now instead of having a pitch option, you might have a guy running a swing route or a guy running a stick route or something like that, and you're throwing it before the linemen get too far downfield, where you have a run pass option.
So it's kind of like a safe offense, basically. When you dump it out to them backs out there, it's like an extended running play, pretty much.
It is, but okay. You got to execute it. You have to take the time and do it a lot, just like you would if you were running the option. You have to have that mesh period where you're meshing with the running back. You have to have those periods where, we run a similar offense as well. And what we try to do is we have a little circuit. It's a three-station circuit that we have to do every single day in order to try to get this thing perfected. And that's what Bartram Trail, they have this thing perfected. They have really good guys running it, and they do a really good job. They're very well coached. They got good athletes, and they're used to winning.
Coach, we just watched him on film. He'll run in a kind of a speed option right here. Man, they run everything, don't they?
Yeah, and they execute well.
Yeah.
But when you break them down, you really see that's what they live and die off of, really. It's everything about what they do in the run game is kind of an RPO. And they're fortunate to have a quarterback that has good wheels.
Right.
He has a good arm. You can tell he's intelligent, and he knows how to do a pitch. He's a special kid.
Yeah, just remember 2 years ago, these guys – have a kid, you know, that was battling. It still is battling for the starting quarterback job at Auburn. I mean, it's not
the other
like
ones at Sanford.
And others at Sanford. So it's not like, you know, they're sending players to big time universities to play football.
And this kid's back from last year. He did a pretty good job on us last year.
Yes, he did. So. Coach, defensively, you know, we're looking at the back end of this secondary, and they've got some guys back there that can play.
They do. They got two. Got one guy committed to Florida. He's pretty special. He's real physical. They got another guy who's a Division I offers, but he hasn't committed where he wanted to go yet. And then they actually got two more that are pretty dang salty themselves. All of them are back from last year.
Mm.
We saw all four of them on the defensive backfield last year. They're all four back this year. Plus, there's one other one that's pretty good that I remember him from last year, but he's on their team this year.
Coach, injury report. Let's hear it. I know it's longer than you want it to be, but let's give us an update if you can on what's going on with the Pirates.
Well, Crump's still out. We were hoping to get him back, but he still has a nagging injury that he's just not healthy with yet, so he still can't run full capacity. And of course, Butler's on his, you know, just on week one of his surgery. He had a surgery a week ago to, you know, today, I believe.
Sports hernia.
Yeah, sports hernia. Yeah. So he's going to be out for a couple weeks. So We still don't have Octavius Butler. And then, you know, now, not an injury, but, you know, with the ejection, we don't have Demetrius Hardy this week. So on the defense side of the ball, we're missing them three, okay. You know, that are pretty critical guys, all starters.
But we'll have Devin Lafayette, and A.J. Wilson back, and that should help.
Yeah, it should. Devin Lafayette, you know, he's got several Division I offers also, and A.J. Wilson's another kid that has got a lot of college attention that's just a junior. So having those two back would definitely help on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, we lost starting wide receiver Kyle Patterson to a high ankle sprain. And for in-house disciplinary reasons, Marlon Carmina will only play the second half, where he's suspended for the first half of this ball game, unfortunately, with him being our leading receiver. On the offensive front, Kenai Charlton, our big-time offensive lineman, has a broken finger that he received during the coffee game. And, you know, he finished the coffee game. He looked like he was going to be fine. However, the doctors are, for some reason, not allowing him to play with a broken finger. So this is my first experience with it. But, yeah. You know, nowadays you got to trust what the doctors say. If they say they can't play, you can't play. It's new to me. I was dumbfounded because
yeah.
I play with a broken finger. I'm still okay. My finger still moves just fine. Caught 111 balls with a broken finger. Mm. He plays on the offensive line. Everywhere else I've ever been in my career, they've clubbed it up and played. But for some reason, they're not doing that here. So I don't know the reason. I'm not the doctor. Yeah. I just got to trust what they say.
Coach, every week during the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, we come up with a word that's often used in the coaching circles. Last week, it was being coachable. This week is consistency. As a coach, what does that mean?
If we're consistent doing things bad, we'll be a bad team. Yep. If we're consistent doing things good, we'll be a good team. But, yeah, you want to have that, the consistency. You want to have guys doing what they're supposed to do on a continuum basis. They know their job. Know your role, do your job. You've heard that saying several times. And if we will do that, every snap, you know, give that effort every snap and play, you know, within ourselves, we will get the consistency we're looking for.
Coach, any last comments before we sign off this week?
No, just continue supporting us, and we're gonna, you know, I really think we're gonna bring a football team to the stadium that you're gonna be proud of. You're gonna see these guys keep getting better every single week. Again, we're playing really good competition right now, and I really believe it's gonna pay off in the end. And I think we're gonna have a team that's gonna be able to make a run for the playoffs, and hopefully get a good enough seed where we can make a run in the playoffs.
Good deal. Doubleheader game Friday night at the stadium, Glenn against Washington High of Atlanta at 5:00. Then I guess 30 minutes after the conclusion of that one, it'll be Brunswick High and Bartram Trail.
Well, we won't start any earlier than 8.
Yeah.
8:00 will be the start, and we have all the confidence in the world. Glenn will do what they need to do and put a running clock on these guys so we can get this game
Washington's
going.
Washington's not very good, Coach.
We gotta get this game going. But if the game goes longer than 7:30, then the start time will have to be 30 minutes after that start time. You know, us Pirates, we're going to warm up here at our high school, and then we'll come on over, just get enough of a warm-up in right before the game. Hopefully the field holds up. Hopefully the weather will allow the field to hold up. So we're playing on a good turf instead of one that's beat up.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!